Hello, I'm Dave Deno. This is Sponsor Spotlight. Today, the spotlight is on Chartered Financial Advisor Tom Meglia. He's been with the station many, many years. Hundreds of our listeners have used his services. And today we're going to get a chance to sit down and sort of pick his brain on this whole area of investing and planning for the future. Indeed, planning for retirement as well. But not just way out there, but looking at investments for today as well. Tom, welcome to the program. I have a lot of questions that I want to ask you, so I want to get right to it. To begin with, for many of us today, we watch the market. We look at the raw numbers, the Dow, and how it, I mean, it's an overused word, but it really is a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down, it's got these huge swings. Just when you think the market is finally recovering, bam, bottom falls out of it again, and it loses a couple of hundred points in a given day. And then we have something like this whole IPO with Facebook. Let's start there. It really was a debacle, what happened with the opening of Facebook. Would you have recommended any of your clients to buy that initially?
No, Dave, I wouldn't have. Sometimes when IPOs come out, there's some crazy things happening. They're not priced right, for one thing. I think Facebook wasn't priced correctly in the first place. Facebook itself, I think, made some mistakes. They wanted to push the price up that it would go public at to a higher point, higher level than what was originally guesstimated at. So things like that can really cause issues, not to mention information that's not disseminated to everybody, important information that the bankers and underwriters are being accused of by the government of not putting out the right info to all investors at the very beginning or even before it came public. IPOs are risky. They're very speculative, Dave. If somebody wants to buy an IPO, they need to buy just a little bit of shares, maybe just a few, and then maybe of many IPOs, not just throw everything at one thing. I met a gentleman off KKLA about 2 weeks ago who threw a ton of his net worth into silver, and it's already down. And he had no business doing that. That was the wrong thing to do for him and his situation. It was a stab in the dark. It was throwing a dart and hoping that it would be a winner. So many people take these stabs in the dark with their finances, like throwing a dart, hoping to hit the bullseye on the dartboard to erase decades of bad financial decisions. And that's what a lot of people do, Christian or otherwise.
Do financial advisors do that?
Sometimes they do, because they're hoping to make it big too on that one piece of advice, or for themselves to erase many years of bad decisions in their own finances. Think about that for a minute, Dave. That's why you need a coach who uses the turtle method, the plodding along method that the Book of Proverbs says in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Steady plodding brings prosperity, the proverb says. Hasty speculation brings destruction, because people are greedy, or they want to make it big, or they want to erase all these bad mistakes from decades of bad financial management with a big hit, a big score, so to speak. You know, that's why people need planning. The Bible's the planner, Dave, not me. I'm not your coach. The Bible is the coach. I don't ever want anybody to think, oh, Tom thinks he's this great financial wizard. I don't. I get my wisdom from God's word. There's over 2,300 verses in the Bible about money. And those verses aren't there for no reason. We need to read them, listen, and obey them. So what I try to do is encourage people to have a game plan that fits along that in light of their goals and their situation.
You're listening to Sponsor Spotlight. Our guest today is Chartered Financial Advisor Tom Meglia. To ask him your question personally, you can call him at 800-386-3700. 3700, 800-386-3700. Has a great new website also called TheEconomyOfGod.com. TheEconomyOfGod.com. Check it out. Log on and you'll get a lot of information. But for sure, call him at 800-386-3700. You can't lose when you follow God's wisdom.
No, that's the whole thing, Dave. It's not my wisdom. It never has been. I've been in this job, Dave, this career, this coaching situation, 34 years. you look at the stock market and all the crazy things associated with it. As of this discussion with you, Dave, the market's down 1,000 points from a month ago. 1,000 points. That's about 8 or 9% loss in the last 30 days. There's so many crazy things going on. Unemployment's up, regardless of what the government tries to make it sound like. A lot of bad things are happening in Europe. Look what's happened this week, Dave, in Spain and in Greece and the Eurozone altogether. The largest single economy in the world. And it may not even hold together. Now, some people would say, well, is that the book of Revelation coming alive? Maybe. Maybe it is. But even if it's not, it's humans making big mistakes in the way they do the things they do. Humans meaning leaders, people in power, that kind of thing. That's whom I'm referring to. We need to be careful and we need to be wise. So that's what people need to do. And if you find coaches that listen to God and confer and give information that are biblical to people, that's what we want. That's what we want to do.
You talk about coaching. You have 34 years of coaching people over financial rapids,
right?
So to speak. I mean, that's tremendous. You've already seen so much of what gets repeated and repeated and repeated in the financial world, haven't
right.
you?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. You wouldn't believe all the stuff. I could tell you so many stories that would blow your mind about things that you would just say, did that really happen in the financial world and Wall Street and the regulators and all that? Yes, it has. And a lot of crazy things go on out there. I also have 6 financial credentials and degrees. And I put a lot of time into knowledge and studying and obtaining those degrees over all these years. You know, it's a lot of work. So I feel like that plus God's word being our ultimate authority and guide helps me help others. And so much of it comes down to the things people do, Dave, in their finances and why. Why they do what they do. You know, on CNN the other day, I was just channel surfing. I saw Dr. Drew helping people understand why they do the things they do. Well, in money, why do people make the financial decisions and choices that they do? Why? And there's so many interesting motives behind the things Christians do too with their finances. Some of them are just not a good thing because of their intended motivation. And Proverbs 16:2 says, God understands the motive of the heart. So we need to have the good motive, good wisdom, and some coaching kind of all thrown in the soup. Mix it up, and you've got a good plan.
That's our guest today on Sponsor Spotlight, Chartered Financial Advisor Tom Meglia. I'm Dave Dino, and the phone number to call if you would like to ask Tom your own question personally, you can do so by dialing 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. On the web, you'll be able to find him at www.theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. And as I said, call him at 800-386-3700. We were talking earlier about this whole idea of rapids. If I were to go down the rapids on the Kern River,
yep,
I would not want the kid who is going out there for his first, second, or third time to guide me over those rapids.
No.
I want the old guy that has been doing it for 30, 40 years.
Absolutely, Dave. I've been on the Kern River 20 times for 20 years. I've been on all the Kern River, the forks of the Kern, Class 5, the lower Kern, Class 3. I've seen all the different kinds of rapids. And just like in financial and economic issues and times, there's different kinds of rapids. Not all the rapids or financial issues are exactly the same. They don't all have the same classification. In river rafting, class 1 is like bathing. Class 5 is make sure you're strapped in and be careful because this could be a dangerous rapid. I've rafted all the rapids on the Kern for so many years. But in money and finance, there's different kinds of things too. And you want someone with experience and coaching and some common sense to know what's really going on out there. So that's it's a great metaphor. What kind of coach would you want? I mean, I've dragged the Kern River. I've eaten rock on the bottom of it, Dave. I'm not kidding. I've come up almost drowned a few times. You want the right coach, the right river rafting guide, and also in financial affairs.
in one of your spots, you talk about how people are scared. And what they've done is they've moved their investments over into money market accounts or even savings accounts just to keep from losing more money. I'm one of those guys. In my 401k, when it started losing money, I pulled all my money out of all of the stocks and everything, and I moved it all into a money market account so I wouldn't lose any. Mm. Now, I contribute every month out of my pay, but I'm not making squat on it. I'm not making anything in a money market account, but I'm not losing money. However, every time I look at the possibility of going back in, it scares me.
When you buy into a 401k, though, you want to be dollar cost averaging every month. When you put in $100 in a 401k every single month, it doesn't matter what the stock market does because you're averaging the price of those shares. So let's say in January, those shares were at $20. February, they were at $10. If you bought the same amount of dollars into the market, into that fund, you would have averaged your share price at $15, right? You would have bought some shares at $20. Some shares at 10, the average price would have been 15 on your $100. You do this over a number of years and you've slowed down the risk and lowered the risk. The term is called dollar cost averaging. And that's why in a 401k, especially you, Dave, you're young. You're not going to touch the money till maybe 71, which is when the last bookend, when you must start touching a 401k at 71 or IRA. So if I were in your shoes, I'd buy probably a balanced fund, maybe some growth and income funds, that kind of thing, that aren't the full technology, fast-go stocks. And then average your purchase prices over the year. And go back the last year and say, wow, if I had done that in the last 12 months, what was my average share price I would have bought in at for my $100 a month? You do that over a number of years, and you've reduced your risk. But nevertheless, you still need a coach to help you understand what's going on out there, to help guide you on just what I just said.
That's Tom Miglia, and you can reach him personally by dialing 800-386-3700. I'm Dave Dino, and this is Sponsor Spotlight.